It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles make a trade today for a third wide receiver, a former Washington Commander named, well, now former, named Jahan Dotson. And we thought to ourselves, who is the best person to tell us if this guy is any good or not? And we thought, what better than B. Mitch, Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, obviously some time here as an Eagle. B. Mitch, thank you for joining us.
Oh, no problem. How you doing?
What up, Lemonhead?
What's up, brother?
I'm good, bro. Listen, I was excited when I saw how we traded for Dotson. But, you know, once the trade was made, the first thing we asked was, okay, what the hell is wrong with him? He's a former first-round pick from just 2 years ago. What is going on here? So what are we getting, B. Mitch, and Jahan Dotson?
Well, you know, he's a young man who showed in his rookie season that he can actually play some football. But last year he didn't have a good year, and then this year I think he lost some of his confidence. You know, he said it to several reporters that, you know, I got to get my confidence back. And you know me, I'm a person who I believe in hard-nosed football players. I believe in competitive people. You can't be mentally weak. And in this camp, I didn't see him competing like I should see him competing. I saw him moping a little bit. I made a comment last week or so, and I said, you got people out there acting like they're supposed to be given a job, and, you know, that their body language was off. He was one of the guys I was discussing. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they made this move today, I guess Dan Quinn came in and he said, we're going to compete, okay? And there are people that are moping around and there are people that are competing. If you're not going to compete, I don't think you're going to fit in Dan Quinn's system. And now he's in Philadelphia. I know one thing, he better get his mental toughness already, because if he's not mentally tough up there, if he's not playing well, they're going to let him know about it.
Yes.
Oh, that's for sure.
From inside the complex and outside the complex, they'll certainly hear about it. Well, I guess the question is that you can't know is somebody like that, is it a, you know, put him in a fresh environment and give him a new start and a new, you know, the last year doesn't matter here, that sort of thing, whether that can bring it out of him or if it's something deeper in him, if change in environment won't do it. I guess that's something you can't know.
Well, I don't know if that's going to do it or not, but I know one thing, when a person is a true competitor, when they're challenged and they're, you know, people start to second guess them, they come out fighting. And I hope that's what he does because, you know, his rookie season, me and Santana Moss, all we did was praise him. We felt that he was a guy that ran the best routes on the team. He was catching everything. Then last year he had some drops that we didn't expect. He kind of disappeared at times. So it may be change of scenery may do it for me. You know, I would love to see him get back to what he was his rookie season. Like, and I'm not trying to sit up here and knock him. Mm-hmm. But one thing about me, I expect people, when you go out at all times, you have to be willing to compete.
Now, listen, it's the reason why you were the first person we thought of, brother, when this trade came down of somebody that we could talk to. You were the first person that came to mind for me, and it's because you're going to shoot it straight to us, and that's what we want. And often the people who watch these players on a regular basis can give the new fan base, the new team, a better sense of what we're getting. So I certainly appreciate and want your perspective on what we're getting here. Talk to me a little bit about what he is and the type of receiver he is when he is on his game. Like, we're viewing
it.
Go ahead.
So he's had he came out of the college with the mindset that he couldn't get off of one-on-one bar press. Didn't have a problem with his rookie season. Mm-hmm. He did have some level of problem with it last year. But as I stated earlier, you watch him run routes. He can run the whole damn route tree. You know, he has good speed. And I just thought that this year would be like that. You know, when I look at players, first year, second year, you see a growth. The third year, you expect them to break out. And this was the third year of it, you know. I don't know what got to him, what he expected, or, you know, something that made it. He may have, you know, sometimes you expect something to go a certain way and it doesn't. You don't know how to react to it. That could be the problem, that, you know, yeah, I'm going to compete, but nah, I'm not really going to compete. You know, people look at Jaden Daniels, and we know it wasn't the competition between he and Mary.
Whoa. Did you do that, Jack?
No.
Did you hang up on Brian Mitchell?
No.
Well.
A little phone jump there.
What happened? Oh, it was a computer static thing or whatever.
Yes.
Well, we'll get.
We lose B?
Yeah, we'll get him back. We'll get him back. You know, it's interesting. You know, the thing he said at the top, and obviously we'll get Brian Mitchell back so he can give us the rest of it. But the thing he said at the top, I'm glad he said, not because I don't think Dotson could be good here, but if a a team is, if a, a rebuilding team, which is sort of what the, the Commanders are, is going to give up on a first round pick receiver who has already had a good year, there's a reason for that, right?
Yeah.
You know, and knowing what the reason, and obviously if Brian Mitchell knows it, I would think that the Eagles know it on some level and have at least some intel about, you know, what they can do. Or
sometimes you can be desperate enough that you overlook stuff.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
That's what I'm hoping we're not falling into that.
Right. Sorry, B. Mitch. It was Jack's fault.
Yeah, so what happened is, like, you know, when they came in and they said that they were going to have when they said it would have competition.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I think some guys felt like, yeah, it won't be me. I don't have to compete. And there are some guys on this team that they're acting like they expected them to get the treatment that, I guess, Jaden Daniels got, Terry McLaurin or Jonathan Allen. These guys have proven what they are. And when you drop a guy second overall, he's going to be your starter. Mm-hmm. We knew it wasn't a true competition between he and Mariota, but there were some other guys who was going to have to compete, you know? And if you look at last year, they went 4-13. How many people is this guaranteed a spot on the roster?
Shouldn't be many. Yeah, it shouldn't be many.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So some of these guys, you know, I was hell of wheels with Jahan his first year. Last year, I was like, what is going on? This year, I'm like, okay, this is not the guy I saw my first year. And sometimes people need to change the scenery. You understand that, man, right?
Yep.
And I hope this does it for him, because his first year, he showed him. The first game he started, 2 touchdowns out the gate. You know, so you start thinking about that, like how good he can be.
Well, let me ask you this, B, because one thing else I would worry about is the way our season ended up here last year and rumors coming out about everybody not being on the same page and a disconnect being there. Uh-huh. But first thing I wonder, what is he like as a teammate in a locker room presence? From the, as best you can describe to us from the outside, does he appear to be a good teammate? Did his teammates get along with him? Well, will he be a guy to be able to fit in to the culture up here?
Well, from what all I hear from reporters and teammates and everything, that he's a great guy.
Okay.
You know, he's cool to get along with. It's just, you know, like I have this little thing where I always say first job mentality.
Mm-hmm.
If you're very good at your first job, you got the right to go out there and do other stuff and act how you want to act. But when your first job stops being the best thing that you can do, then all of a sudden you got a problem.
Yeah.
And I think he started to slip a little bit in doing his first job. And then his body language did not look like, you know, somebody that's like really wanted to compete. You know, it didn't make me a difference. You put me in something to compete with somebody, whether I knew how to do it or not, I'm going to compete at the highest level. You know, you just got to whoop my ass.
Yeah.
But the whole thing about it, I didn't see that, you know. And when I saw them, like, he was supposedly a good punt returner, kick returner. I would watch him go through the drills, and I'm like, that's a person that's disinterested. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in camp with you all, whether I was running the back as a scout team guy or doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm a full speed. And I expect to see that. And I know kids have changed these days, but you still have to show that you're enthusiastic about what you're doing. And hopefully he gets that back.
Well, hopefully it's a wake-up call to him. You know, somebody giving up on you is a wake-up call for some. Brian Mitchell joins us. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you is, I feel like the new kickoff thing is one of the most significant rule changes in the NFL that we've had in a long time. And I've yet to hear anyone really sort of break down the effects that it might have. You obviously are in a good position to do that. You've been back there before. Is there anything you see? One of the things they've said is this should make, you know, maybe we'll get bigger plays out of kickoffs and things like that. Is there anything that you see in it, A, that could lead a team to find a way to take advantage of what's going on here, and B, how it might work itself out through the season?
Well, I think it gives the kick return team an advantage, to be honest with you, because the guys that are starting on the 30, but on the 40, the kicking team, you're not getting that much of a momentum. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see more returners becoming guys that were like my size instead of guys that were the little bitty guys. Because what it now it looks like is more like a running play where you got so many people in a small area, and you have to have guys that can break tackles and still have some breakaway speed. We're watching right now where they're putting the other nine up between the 40 and what is like, I mean, the 30 and the 25, and they're putting all the rest of the other two guys back. you don't have to put all those guys back. You can put one guy back. You can drop three guys in that little area in between the 20, what is it, 25 and the landing area, they call it the 20 and the 30. Mm-hmm. And then you can have guys doing cross blocks and things like that, which I think is going to open it up. I just feel like this. Ike and I play with one of the best special team coaches out there in John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh teams are going to be able to take advantage of this thing. Mm-hmm. Dave Tobe, who's out there in Kansas City, going to be able to take advantage of this thing. Larry Izzo, you think, would be able to take care of it. He's here in Washington. The people that put emphasis on the special team, they're going to have success with it. Those teams that put their team together and can care less about it, they're going to have problems. Mm-hmm. They're going to make excuses instead of developing plays and ways to get yourself going. I like the fact – I would love this stuff right now. You know, I would absolutely love it because they don't get momentum, and I'm going to have momentum when I get to the line.
And believe me, I know this from experience. You run up on B. Mitch, you better be ready. Just know that. Just know you better be. I don't care if you're a linebacker, a safety. I don't care what it is. You better be ready if you ran up on B. Mitch, man. I'm telling you. That brother was not easy to bring down, man. He was not easy to bring down.
B. Mitch, last one. So, you know, the Commanders have a new quarterback in Jaden Daniels. You've mm-hmm. been able to see some of him. If you could right now, you're running a football team and somebody gives you a choice between the next 5 years of Jaden Daniels or the next 5 years of Jalen Hurts, what would you take?
I actually like both of them. But, you know, I think for me at this point where I have a guy who is on that rookie contract, I would probably take Jaden because Jalen is making a lot more money and I can't get a lot of players.
That's a good way out of answering it, man. That's very, very skilled of you.
I believe the way he works the pocket, he doesn't get the respect for it in Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Everyone just automatically calls him a running quarterback. This mm-hmm. guy gets the ball out of his hands so damn quick, and he works the pocket like he's a true passing quarterback that just happens to be able to run.
Yeah.
You know? And I think for me, I'm happy with him down here. I'm not going to knock Jalen Hurts, though. He's done nothing but great things. But I have to go with that money aspect where I can get more players around this guy right now.
Yeah, I think I got a good one, man. It's about developing him and putting the right players around him and right coaches around him so that he can develop, man. I liked him coming out of LSU. I'm with you. It sucks we're going to have to see him twice a year, and he's going to get better. But I think you got a good one there, man. Before we let you go, brother, I wanted to just throw out there how excited I am that Devin Hester was in the Hall of Fame this past season, because you know what that means. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time, bro, that you're going to get your recognition and acknowledgement as one of the game's greatest return men. You're number two in all time in total yardage in the league. You got the most kickoff return yards. You got the most punt return yards. You got the second most returns in the league from a punt return or kickoff return status. I'm glad they acknowledged Devin Hester. He was well deserving of it. But you, my brother, you know, we've always said this, man, you deserve to be in there too. And I think you're closer to being there. I think Devin broke the seal. I think you'll eventually get in there, bro.
Well, I hope so, you know, and I can thank you for somebody that went out there and threw those blocks for me. Also, and I guess many people don't understand, when I was on Ike's team, he tackled me.
it was out of excitement. It was out of excitement and love. That's all it was.
I'm going to damn touchdown. I still get tackled. I'm on season.
All right, B. Mitch.
Hey, B, thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Brian Mitchell, you can hear him middays at 106.7 The Fan down there in D.C., our sister station, B. Mitch and Finlay.
Love B. Mitch, man. One of my favorite teammates. Only got to play with him for 2 years, but he is the reason that I decided to get in sports talk radio.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, so I was going to say, when we talked about having him on, I was thinking there's a guy in B. Mitch who has done a similar thing as you, mm-hmm. is like he dove in and he decided.
While he was playing, too. And he used to do shows while he was on the Eagles.
What's his name? Tiki did the same thing. Tiki's mm-hmm. a guy, too, who just, you guys were like, I'm going to treat this like a job. Like this is something I really want to do. It's not just something to kill time. And it shows in that you've obviously succeeded. B. Mitch has succeeded.
Been doing it. Yep.
Yep. As well. Tiki as well has succeeded. But it takes that, you know.
Yeah. I just remember hearing B. Mitch on Sunday nights. He did a Sunday night show on WIP.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wally was on the team.
Yes, Wally was on the team, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are the podcast taking over now. Like, you guys have had all your podcasts.
Had podcasts back then, but yeah.
I would love to have old B. Mitch WIP tape, old Ike tape, you know, from the beginning.
Like the old stuff, yeah.
We're still trying to find Ike's World Series call. You know,
that's all I really want is that one.
Everyone
seriously.
Brings up HK's call when the Phillies won the World Series. People forget. Ike Reese is also on the air that night.
Yeah, and you haven't been able to find it?
No.
So there are people who collect that stuff, and they're all over YouTube or whatever. Now, I know you probably haven't found it on YouTube, but I would bet there's somebody...
That was our 6-10 days.
Yeah, I would bet that there's somebody with that. And if we talk about it enough, maybe somebody hasn't posted it anywhere, but there are lunatics that keep hours and hours and hours.
Again, we don't want to meet you.
No,
if you have it. Just please send it somewhere.
Will we let me say, if we get this audio before Tuesday... This person could be in the WIP in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League, right? If we get Ike's World Series call.
Undiscovered a World Series call?
Yes.
That's going to be hard to do.
If somebody does it, am I okay in promising a spot in the Fantasy League?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why you're guaranteeing a spot to Andrew Swank, but...
Well, Swank is the one who has to find it.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. He might be able to. Or Angelina?
Well, what year? So it's 08.
08.
That's 08, yeah.
I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to think. Well, I'm trying to think of what lager we probably had in 08 and whether somebody is. I probably can't talk about that. You would think that radio stations would have tons and tons and tons of libraries of everything that's ever happened, but they do not. There. And I thought it was just this place. And then I got to WFAN and I was like, hey, do we have this audio from, you know, 09? And the guy showed me just boxes of like reels with tape. And I was like, oh,
what are we going to do with this?
Not labeled videotapes. It's on, you know, so I would love to have that. I would love to hear that, by the way. Would love to hear it. Damon in East Norton, you're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, D man?
You know, Spike. It's my. How you doing, Ike? Fritz. Spike, first time talking to you.
Okay.
You can address me as Commander D. Okay. I'm a Foxhole guy.
Commander D.
Wow, he's a Foxhole guy already.
It's called a big dose of D.
You sure you want to be Commander D?
You can call me Commander D.
Okay.
So just a little preface. I'm the one that got Ike in trouble with Miss Renee because, you know, we couldn't talk about that first draft. I brought the show Schulte to the party.
Oh, he is the one. Yes, it was David.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
That's right. I forgot about
this. This guy's a problem.
Yeah, well, I made a mention to that a little while ago.
That's right. Yes, it was David. Yep.
Okay.
So, for y'all don't know, Schulte is a Portuguese word from Brazil. My wife's Brazilian, so. Yeah, you know what that means. Anyway, so
I'm looking at that? A threesome.
I want to give Ike his flowers. You know, a couple of weeks ago he said that, you know, when he was a player, his coverage, you know, was suspect. But when ever since he's been in the media, he's been on point. And when he said that Jaden Daniels was going to be Rookie of the Year, he pretty much told me that y'all losing the NFC East. He said, it made me do some research, and it put me to the point where the Duke is the sixth best quarterback in the NFC East. Like, it's that
bad.
Hold on.
It's backup quarterbacks that are better than Jalen?
About five of them. Five people better than him. We got LMC, who is McCaffrey's little brother. We got Daniel Jones. We got Trigger Trey. We got Dak. And we got Jaden Daniels ahead of him right now.
Come
His
on,
arm
man.
Is weak.
Daniel
Luke
Jones.
McCaffrey?
Luke McCaffrey played wide receiver.
He does now. He was a quarterback back in college. But, So on to this Jahan Dotson, though. This dude, look, he deserves to be on the Philadelphia twerk team, for real, because he has no heart. He lost out to LMC. He lost out to De'Ami Brown. Y'all about to just get a bunch of weeks. He couldn't catch a ball over Sanders Steele at practice. So, I mean, he's not – I say he's not going to catch a single pass when y'all play the Commanders.
Here's what it sounds like to me. Sounds like to me that – It's Jahan. Why I'm calling him Johan.
It's Jahan
Dotson. Okay, yeah. Jahan. Sounds like he felt a little entitled based off what he did the past couple of years. New coaches come in who didn't draft him. They got a new system. They want everybody to earn their spots. And he didn't seem like he wanted to go out there and earn his spot. Now, I'm not telling you that's a good characteristic there, that he doesn't want to compete. But him coming here, he's the starting third receiver. Like, he's not competing. I think he's going to be happy here. Did he play with Saquon? No, he might have missed Saquon.
But, I think they played together at Penn State.
And if at best, Saquon helped recruit him to get him there. You know, if he came after Saquon, I'll only say that to say, being in a new place with a team like this, with this much talent, can relight a fire in him. We can't say that he doesn't have talent, right, Damon? Like, you can't say he didn't score 11 touchdowns and over 1,000 yards the last 2 years, right?
He's talented, but his heart is, he belongs, one man's trash is.
Could be another man's treasure, yep.
Or a starter on the Eagles. Right, y'all got what's that? What's his name? Burn? Y'all had Ken Burn. What's his name?
Who? What are you talking about?
The safety.
Jarius Bird. Not Jarius Bird. No, what was Kevin Byard?
Kevin Byard. Yeah, yes.
Y'all still got Barnaby out there?
Nah, he's gone. He's gone. He came in, changed the defense last year. We had to get him out of here.
Oh yeah. Well, listen. He's going. I think that he's going to do well for y'all for maybe as long as y'all don't play us. He's going to do well for y'all.
Play y'all twice.
Well, in those two games,
nobody takes Commander's trash talk serious, David. Yeah. You know this. You've been trying to get us to take you serious for years, and nobody, we laugh at it.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Well, inside of the year, I think that the juice, a.k.a., y'all call him Two Gloves. I call him the Juice. Your glove don't fit, you must have quit. I think that he will be quarterback one, QB1, by the end of November.
Get out, man. Out.
All right.
Out.
Commander D, out. I mean, him calling Pickett
right
juice is really funny.
Commander, get rid of that guy.
I can't believe this is the first Commander D call that I've got. That guy
is. He's the best. Oh, that guy, man. I love him.
Aces.
He constantly tries to do the trash talk. Well, I can't take him serious.
Everyone laughs at him.
Yeah.
No one's afraid of Commander's fans.
Guy's got a Mark Rippon poster in his house. Last time the Washington was any good.
Oh, they've had three different team names in like 5 years.
Yes.
The thing that I hope with Dotson is that this was a wake-up call.
Yes.
I think a team giving up on you and saying, you know what, you're not even worth the trouble, that sucks.
I'm telling you, it sounds like former first-round pick, what, I got to compete for a starting job? I'm running with the twos? And B. Mitch is right. That should make you want to compete and bring the best out of you. But it didn't work there. So he comes here, same talent, wake-up call. You're on a good team. You want to be a part of this show. Like, you want to be a part of this.
It's going to be hard to beat out Paris Campbell.
You were right about Paris Campbell. Okay, man.
By the way, Ike, are you noticing something that I'm noticing?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
One other thing. I was told that Johnny Wilson was running with the ones, and he looked great in practice.
Well, they were trying to figure it out.
Yep. I was told. Maybe they just he's too tall.
Where's the little Elliot worm on that one?
Yeah, I was told. We went right from Johnny Wilson running with the ones to Howie season. It's just like there was Now, what were you noticing, Jack? Did you say? I'm sorry for interrupting.
Well, I just like, you know. You start to take a little cool victory laps on some of your takes here.
Yeah, yes.
We're starting to see it.
Deservedly so.
Look, I'm going to have to bury my head in the dirt.
When we go 13-4?
When you go 13-4. Or, no, I'll be happy about that. Yeah. I won't be, but when the Sixers lose in the second round, and Embiid is average, is shooting 38%, trust me. There will be a lot of comeuppance. Everybody hates Morey. Yeah, it's coming. You know.
Well, that's what Jack managed to do with a lot of Eagles fans is piss them off for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No. There's a whole faction of people enjoying this takedown.
When Harper hits a home run in the bottom of the ninth in Game 7 in the NLCS, how many tweets about accountability I'm gonna get?
No, what's gonna be worse is if he hits an inside the park home run. And he's sprinting the whole time around.
Yes. But then I will attempt to say that I was right. So anyway, speaking of the Phils, they did win last night.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. So we will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next, as well as continuing our discussion on the Eagles. What is more likely, the ceiling 13-4 or the floor 8 and 9. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles make a trade today for a third wide receiver, a former Washington Commander named, well, now former, named Jahan Dotson. And we thought to ourselves, who is the best person to tell us if this guy is any good or not? And we thought, what better than B. Mitch, Brian Mitchell, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, obviously, some time here as an Eagle. B. Mitch, thank you for joining us.
Oh, no problem. How you doing?
What up, Lemonhead?
What's up, brother?
I'm good, bro. Listen, I was excited when I saw that how we traded for Dotson. But, you know, once the trade was made, the first thing we asked was, okay, what the hell is wrong with him? He's a former first-round pick from just 2 years ago. What is going on here? So what are we getting, B. Mitch, and Jahan Dotson?
Well, you know, he's a young man who showed in his rookie season that he can actually play some football. But last year he didn't have a good year, and then this year I think he lost some of his confidence. You know, he said it to several reporters that, you know, I got to get my confidence back. And you know me, I'm a person who I believe in hard-nosed football players. I believe in competitive people. You can't be mentally weak. And in this camp, I didn't see him competing like I should see him competing. I saw him moping a little bit. I made a comment last week or so, and I said, you got people out there acting like they're supposed to be given a job, and, you know, that their body language was off. He was one of the guys I was discussing. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they made this move today, I guess Dan Quinn came in and he said, we're going to compete, okay? And there are people that are moping around and there are people that are competing. If you're not going to compete, I don't think you're going to fit in Dan Quinn's system. And now he's in Philadelphia. I know one thing, he better get his mental toughness already, because if he's not mentally tough up there, if he's not playing well, they're going to let him know about it.
Yes.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah.
From inside the complex and outside the complex, they'll certainly hear about it. Well, I guess the question is that you can't know is somebody like that, is it a, you know, put him in a fresh environment and give him a new start and a new, you know, the last year doesn't matter here, that sort of thing, whether that can bring it out of him or if it's something deeper in him, if change in environment won't do it. I guess that's something you can't know.
Well, I don't know if that's going to do it or not, but I know one thing, when a person is a true competitor, when they're challenged and they're, you know, people start to second guess them, they come out fighting. And I hope that's what he does because, you know, his rookie season, me and Santana Moss, all we did was praise. We felt that he was a guy that ran the best routes on the team. He was catching everything. Then last year he had some drops that we didn't expect. He kind of disappeared at times. So it may be change of scenery way to do it for me. You know, I would love to see him get back to what he was his rookie season. Like, and I'm not trying to sit up here and knock him. Mm-hmm. But one thing about me, I expect people, when you go out at all times, you have to be willing to compete.
No, listen, it's the reason why you were the first person we thought of, brother, when this trade came down of somebody that we could talk to. You were the first person that came to mind for me, and it's because you're going to shoot it straight to us, and that's what we want. And often the people who watch these players on a regular basis can give the new fan base, the new team, a better sense of what we're getting. So I certainly appreciate and want your perspective on what we're getting here. Talk to me a little bit about what he is and the type of receiver he is when he is on his game. Like, we're viewing
on his game.
Go ahead.
So he's had he came out of college with the mindset that he couldn't get off of one-on-one bar press. Didn't have a problem with his rookie season. Mm-hmm. He did have some level of problem with it last year. But as I stated earlier, you watch him run routes. He can run the whole damn route tree. You know, he has good speed. And I just thought that this year would be like that. You know, when I look at players, first year, second year, you see a growth. The third year, you expect them to break out. And this was the third year of it, you know. I don't know what got to him, what he expected, or, you know, something that made it. He may have, you know, sometimes you expect something to go a certain way and it doesn't. You don't know how to react to it. That could be the problem, that, you know, yeah, I'm going to compete, but nah, I'm not really going to compete. You know, people look at Jaden Daniels, and we know it wasn't the competition between he and Mary.
Whoa. Did you do that, Jack?
No.
Did you hang up on Brian Mitchell?
No.
Well,
a little phone jump there.
Oh, what happened? Oh, it was a computer static thing or whatever.
Yes.
Well, we'll get...
We lose B?
Yeah, we'll get him back. We'll get him back. You know, it's interesting. You know, the thing he said at the top, and obviously we'll get Brian Mitchell back so he can give us the rest of it, but the thing he said at the top, I'm glad he said, not because I don't think Dotson could be good here, but if a rebuilding team, which is sort of what the Commanders are, mm-hmm. is going to give up on a first round pick receiver who has already had a good year, mm-hmm. there's a reason for that, right?
Yeah.
You know, and knowing what the reason, and obviously if Brian Mitchell knows it, I would think that the Eagles know it on some level and have at least some intel about, you know, what they can do. Or
sometimes you can be desperate enough that you overlook stuff.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
Hey, that's what I'm hoping when I'm falling into that.
Right. Sorry, B. Mitch. It was Jack's fault.
Yeah, so what happened is, like, you know, when they came in and they said that they were going to have competition.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I think some guys felt like, yeah, it won't be me. I don't have to compete. And there are some guys on this team that they're acting like they expected them to get the treatment that, I guess, Jaden Daniels got,
mm-hmm.
Terry McLaurin or Jonathan Allen. These guys have proven what they are. And when you drop a guy second overall, he's going to be your starter. Mm-hmm. We knew it wasn't a true competition between he and Mariota, but there were some other guys who was going to have to compete, you know? And if you look at last year, they went 4-13. How many people is this guaranteed a spot on the roster?
Shouldn't be many. Yeah, shouldn't be many.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So some of these guys, you know, I was hell of a wheels with Jahan his first year. Last year, I was like, what is going on? This year, I'm like, okay, this is not the guy I saw my first year. And sometimes people need to change the scenery. You understand that, man, right?
Yep.
And I hope this does it for him. Because his first year, he showed him. His first game he started, 2 touchdowns out the gate. You know? So
yep.
You start thinking about that, like how good he can be.
Well, let me ask you this, B, because one thing else I would worry about is the way our season ended up here last year and rumors coming out about everybody not being on the same page and a disconnect being there.
Uh-huh.
But first thing I would wonder, what is he like as a teammate in a locker room presence? As best you can describe to us from the outside, does he appear to be a good teammate? Did his teammates get along with him? Well, will he be a guy to be able to fit in to the culture up here?
Well, from what all I hear from reporters and teammates and everything, that he's a great guy.
Okay.
You know, he's cool to get along with. It's just, you know, like I have this little thing where I always say first job mentality.
Mm-hmm.
If you're very good at your first job, you got the right to go out there and do other stuff and act how you want to act. But when your first job stops being the best thing that you can do, then all of a sudden you got a problem.
Yeah.
And I think he started to slip a little bit in doing his first job. And then his body language did not look like, you know, somebody that's like really wanted to compete. You know, it didn't make me a difference. You put me into something to compete with somebody, whether I knew how to do it or not, I'm going to compete at the highest level. You know, you just got to whoop my ass.
Yeah.
But the whole thing about it, I didn't see that, you know. And when I saw them, like, he was supposedly a good punt returner, kick returner. I would watch him go through the drills, and I'm like, that's a person that's disinterested. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in camp with you all, whether I was running the back as a scout team guy or doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm a full speed. And I expect to see that. And I know kids have changed these days, but you still have to show that you're enthusiastic about what you're doing. And hopefully he gets that back.
Well, hopefully it's a wake-up call to him. You know, somebody giving up on you is a wake-up call for some. Brian Mitchell joins us. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you is I feel like the new kickoff thing is one of the most significant rule changes in the NFL that we've had in a long time. And I've yet to hear anyone really sort of break down the effects that it might have. You obviously are in a good position to do that. You've been back there before. Is there anything you see? One of the things they've said is this should make, you know, maybe we'll get bigger plays out of kickoffs and things like that. Is there anything that you see in it, A, that could lead a team to find a way to take advantage of what's going on here, and B, how it might work itself out through the season?
Well, I think it gives the kick return team an advantage, to be honest with you, because the guys that are starting on the 30, but on the 40, the kicking team, you're not getting that much of a momentum. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see more returners becoming guys that were like my size, mm-hmm. instead of guys that were the little bitty guys. Because what it now it looks like is more like a running play where you got so many people in a small area, and you have to have guys that can break tackles and still have some breakaway speed. We're watching right now where they're putting the other nine up between the 40 and what is like, I mean, the 30 and the 25, and they're putting all the rest of the guy, the other two guys back. You don't have to put all those guys back. You can put one guy back. You can drop three guys in that little area in between the 20, what is it, 25 and the landing area, they call it the 20 and the 30. Mm-hmm. And then you can have guys doing cross blocks and things like that, which I think is going to open it up. I just feel like this. Ike and I play with one of the best special team coaches out there in John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh teams are going to be able to take advantage of this thing. Mm-hmm. Dave Tobe, who's out there in Kansas City, going to be able to take advantage of this thing. Larry Izzo, you think, would be able to take care of it. He's here in Washington. The people that put emphasis on the special team, they're going to have success with it. Those teams that put their team together and can care less about it, they're going to have problems. Mm-hmm. So they're going to make excuses instead of developing plays and ways to get yourself going. I like the fact – I would love this stuff right now. You know, I would absolutely love it because they don't get momentum, and I'm going to have momentum when I get to the line.
And believe me, I know this from experience. You run up on me, Mitch, you better be ready. Just know that. Just know you better be – I don't care if you're a linebacker, a safety, I don't care what it is. You better be ready if you ran up on B. Mitch, man. I'm telling you. That brother was not easy to bring down, man. He was not easy to bring down.
B. Mitch, last one. So, you know, the Commanders have a new quarterback in Jaden Daniels. You've mm-hmm. been able to see some of him. If you could right now, you're running a football team and somebody gives you a choice between the next 5 years of Jaden Daniels or the next 5 years of Jalen Hurts, what would you take?
I actually like both of them, but, you know, I think for me at this point where I have a guy who is on that rookie contract, I would probably take Jaden because Jaden is making a lot more money and I can't get a lot of players.
That's a good way out of answering it, man. That's very, very skilled of you.
I believe the way he works the pocket, he doesn't get the respect for it in Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Everyone just automatically calls him a running quarterback. This mm-hmm. guy gets the ball out of his hands so damn quick, and he works the pocket like he's a true passing quarterback that just happens to be able to run.
Yeah.
You know? And I think for me, I'm happy with him down here. I'm not going to knock Jalen Hurts, though. He's done nothing but great things. But I have to go with that money aspect where I can get more players around this guy right now.
Yeah. I think y'all got a good one, man. It's about developing him and putting the right players around him and right coaches around him so that he can develop, man. I liked him coming out of LSU. I'm with you. It sucks we're going to have to see him twice a year, and he's going to get better. But I think you got a good one there, man. Before we let you go, brother, I wanted to just throw out there how excited I am that Devin Hester was in the Hall of Fame this past season, because you know what that means. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time, bro. That you're going to get your recognition and acknowledgement as one of the game's greatest return men. You're number two in all time in total yardage in the league. You got the most kickoff return yards. You got the most punt return yards. You got the second most returns in the league from a punt return or kickoff return status. I'm glad they acknowledged Devin Hester. He was well-deserving of it. But you, my brother, you know, we've always said this, man. You deserve to be in there, too. And I think you're closer to being there. I think Devin broke the seal. I think you'll eventually get in there, bro.
Well, I hope so, you know, and I can thank you for somebody that went out there and threw those blocks for me. And I guess many people don't understand, when I was on Ike's team, he tackled me.
it was out of excitement. It was out of excitement and love.
Oh,
that's all
God,
it was.
I'm going to damn touch you. I'll still get tackled. But I'm on teammate.
All right, B. Mitch.
Hey, B, thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Yep. Brian Mitchell, you can hear middays at 106.7 The Fan down there in D.C., our sister station, B. Mitch in Finley.
Love B. Mitch, man. One of my favorite teammates. Only got to play with him for 2 years, but he is the reason that I decided to get in sports talk radio.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, so I was going to say, when we talked about having him on, I was thinking, there's a guy in B. Mitch who has done a similar thing as you, mm-hmm. is like, he dove in and he decided.
While he was playing, too. Right, and he used to do shows while he was on the Eagles.
Right, what's his name? Tiki did the same thing. Tiki's mm-hmm. a guy, too, who just, you guys were like, I'm going to treat this like a job. Like this is something I really want to do. It's not just something to kill time. And it shows in that you've obviously succeeded. B-Mitch has succeeded.
Been doing it. Yep.
Yep. As well. Tiki as well has succeeded. But it takes that, you know.
Yeah. I just remember hearing B-Mitch on Sunday nights. He did a Sunday night show on WIP.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
While he was on the team.
Yes, while he was on the team, man.
Yeah, you guys are the podcast taking over now. Like, you guys have had plenty of podcasts.
We had podcasts back then, but yeah.
I would love to have old B. Mitch WIP tape, old Ike tape, you know, from the beginning.
Oh, like the old stuff, yeah.
We're still trying to find Ike's World Series call. You know,
that's all I really want is that one, seriously.
Everyone brings up HK's call when the Phillies won the World Series. People forget. Ike Reese is also on the air that night.
Yeah, and you haven't been able to find it?
No.
So there are people who collect that stuff, and they're all over YouTube or whatever. Now, I know you probably haven't found it on YouTube, but I would bet there's somebody...
That was our 6-10 days.
Yeah, I would bet that there's somebody with that. And if we talk about it enough, maybe somebody hasn't posted it anywhere, but there are lunatics that keep hours and hours and hours.
Again, we don't want to meet you if you have it. Just please send it somewhere.
Will we let me say, if we get this audio before Tuesday... This person could be in the WIP in the afternoon show fantasy football league, right? If we get Ike's World Series call.
Undiscovered a World Series call?
Yes.
That's going to be hard to do.
If somebody does it, am I okay in promising a spot in the fantasy league?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why you're guaranteeing a spot to Andrew Swank, but.
Well, Swank is the one who has to find it.
Oh.
I don't know. He might be able to. Or Angelina?
Well, what year? So it's 08.
08.
That's 08, yeah.
I'm just trying to think.
A.M.
I'm trying to think. Well, I'm trying to think of what lager we probably had in 08 and whether somebody is. I probably can't talk about that. You would think that radio stations would have tons and tons and tons of libraries of everything that's ever happened, but they do not there. And I thought it was just this place. And then I got to WFAN and I was like, hey, do we have this audio from, you know, 09? And the guy showed me just boxes of like reels with tape. And I was like, oh,
what are we going to do with this?
Not labeled videotapes. It's on, you know, so I would love to have that. I would love to hear that, by the way. I would love to hear it. Damon in East Norton, you're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, D-Man?
You know, Spike, it's how you doing, Ike? Fritz, Spike, first time talking to you.
Okay.
You can address me as Commander D, okay? I'm a foxhole guy.
Commander D?
Wow, he's a foxhole guy already?
It's called a big dose of D.
You sure you want to be Commander D?
You can call me Commander D.
Okay.
So, just a little preface. I'm the one that got Ike in trouble with Miss Renee because, you know, we couldn't talk about that first draft. I brought the show Shelter to the party.
Oh, he is the one. Yes, it was Damon.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
That's right. I forgot about
this guy's a problem.
Yeah, well, I made a mention to that a little while ago.
Yes, it was Damon. Yep.
Okay.
So, y'all don't know, Shelter is a Portuguese word from Brazil. My wife's Brazilian, so. Yeah, you know what that means. Anyway, so
I'm looking to dump at that? A threesome.
I want to give Ike his flowers. You know, a couple weeks ago he said that, you know, when he was a player, his coverage, you know, was suspect. But ever since he's been in the media, he's been on point. And when he said that Jaden Daniels was going to be Rookie of the Year, he pretty much told me that y'all losing the NFC East. He said, like, it made me do some research, and it put me to the point where the Duke is the sixth best quarterback in the NFC East. Like, it's that
bad.
Hold
on. Backup quarterbacks that are better than Jalen?
About five of them. Five people better than him. We got LMC, who McCaffrey's little brother. We got Daniel Jones. We got Trigger Trey. We got Dak. And we got Jaden Daniels ahead of him right now.
Come
His
on,
arm
man.
Is weak.
Daniel
Luke
Jones.
McCaffrey?
I thought Luke McCaffrey played wide receiver.
He does now. He was a quarterback back in college. But, Yo, so on to the Jahan Dotson, though. This dude, look, he deserves to be on the Philadelphia twerk team, for real, because he has no heart. He lost out to LMC. He lost out to De'Ami Brown. Y'all about to just get a bunch of weeks. He couldn't catch a ball over Sanders Steele at practice. So, I mean, he's not – I say he's not going to catch a single pass when y'all play the Commanders.
Here's what it sounds like to me. Sounds like to me that – It's Jahan. Well, I'm calling him Johan.
It's Jahan
Dotson. Okay, yeah. Jahan. Sounds like he felt a little entitled based off what he did the past couple of years. New coaches come in who didn't draft him. They got a new system. They want everybody to earn their spots. And he didn't seem like he wanted to go out there and earn his spot. Now, I'm not telling you that's a good characteristic there, that he doesn't want to compete. But him coming here, he's the starting third receiver. Like, he's not competing. I think he'll be happy here. Did he play with Saquon? No, he might have missed Saquon.
But, I think they played together at Penn State.
And if at best, Saquon helped recruit him to getting there, you know, if he came after Saquon. I'll only say that to say, being in a new place with a team like this, with this much talent, can relight a fire in him. We can't say that he doesn't have talent. Right, Damon? Like, you can't say he didn't score 11 touchdowns and over 1,000 yards the last 2 years, right?
He's talented, but his heart is – he belongs – one man's trash is
– could be another man's treasure. Trash. Yep.
Or a starter on the Eagles, right?
Y'all got
what's that? What's his name? Byrne? Y'all had Ken Byrne? What's his name?
Who? What are you talking about?
The safety.
Jarius Byrd. Not Jarius Byrd. No, what was – Kevin Byard.
Kevin Byard, yes.
Y'all still got Barnaby out there?
Nah, he's gone. He's gone. He came in, changed the defense last year. We had to get him out of here.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I think that he's going to do well for y'all for maybe – as long as y'all don't play us, he's going to do well for y'all.
Play y'all twice.
Well, in those two games –
nobody takes Commander's trash talk serious, David. Yeah. You know this. You've been trying to get us to take you serious for years, and nobody – we laugh at it.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Well, inside of the year, I think that the juice, a.k.a., y'all call him Two Gloves, I call him the Juice. Your glove don't fit, you must have quit. I think that he will be quarterback one, Q1, by the end of November.
Get out, man. Out.
All right.
Out.
Commander D, out. I mean, him calling Pickett
right
juice is really funny.
Commander, get rid of that guy.
I can't believe this is the first Commander D call that I've got. That guy
no,
is,
he's the best.
That
oh,
guy
man.
I love him. Aces.
He constantly tries to do the trash talk. I can't take him serious.
Everyone laughs at him.
Yeah.
No one's afraid of Commander's fans.
Guy's got a Mark Rippon poster at his house. Last time the Washington was any good.
Oh, they've had three different team names in like 5 years.
Yes.
The thing that I hope with Dotson is that this was a wake-up call. I think a team giving up on you and saying, you know what, you're not even worth the trouble, that sucks.
I'm telling you, it sounds like former first-round pick. What? I got to compete for a starting job? I'm running with the twos? And B. Mitch is right. That should make you want to compete and bring the best out of you. But it didn't work there. So he comes here, same talent, wake-up call. You're on a good team. You want to be a part of this show. Like, you want to be a part of this.
Well, it's going to be hard to beat out Paris Campbell.
You were right about Paris Campbell.
Okay,
man.
By the way, Ike, are you noticing something that I'm noticing?
One other thing. I was told that Johnny Wilson was running with the ones, and he looked great.
Yeah,
and
they were trying to figure it out.
Yep, I was told. He's too tall.
Where's the little Elliot worm on that one?
Yeah, I was told. We went right from Johnny Wilson running with the ones to Howie season. It's just like there was Now, what were you noticing, Jack? Did you say? I'm sorry for interrupting.
Well, I just like, you know. You start to take a little cool victory laps on some of your takes here.
Yeah, yes.
We're starting to see it.
Deservedly so.
Look, I'm going to have to bury my head in the dirt.
When we go 13-4?
When you go 13-4. I'll be happy about that. Yeah. I won't be, but when the Sixers lose in the second round, and Embiid is shooting 38%, trust me, there will be a lot of comeuppance. Everybody hates Morey. Yeah, it's coming. You know.
But that's what Jack managed to do with a lot of Eagles fans is piss them off for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a whole faction of people enjoying this takedown.
When Harper hits a home run in the bottom of the ninth in game 7 in the NLCS, about accountability I'm going to get?
No, what's going to be worse is if he hits it inside the park home run. And he's sprinting the whole time around.
Yes. But then I will attempt to say that I was right. So anyway, speaking of the Phillies, they did win last night.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. So we will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next, as well as continuing our discussion on the Eagles. What is more likely, the ceiling 13-4 or the floor 8 and 9. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.